time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
I pulled a lot of articles this time. Some of them I didn't get to last week, but there was one of the articles, the first ones that I want to talk about, was cell phones and cell phone dangers, especially with the new 5G. And there is cancer fears over the cell phone again, but the FDA disagrees. Now, this article happened to be that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, has taken the unusual step of contradicting science colleagues at an agency within the National Institutes of Health after they claimed that a study that they concluded into the effects of radio frequency radiation showed clear evidence of an association with a form of heart cancer. Scientists from the National Toxicology Program, which is part of the National Institutes of Environmental Health Sciences within the National Institutes of Health, issued a report just this November, November 1st, in which they said that their study clearly showed, and this is one of the few times I don't normally look at rat studies, but this was a study on male rats exposed to high levels of radio frequency radiation, and they developed a heart schwannomas, a form of cancer that has to do with the heart. They also said there was evidence to suggest that the rats that were exposed to developing tumors in the brain and the adrenal glands. Now, the head scientist was John Bircher, Ph.D., senior scientist at the National Toxicology Program, and he said, "We believe that the link between the radio frequency radiation and tumors is real," and the external other experts agreed, but the FDA promptly on the same day disagreed. After reviewing the study, the FDA says, "We disagree." So either way, what I want people to be aware of here, well, first of all, the study took 10 years, and it cost $430 million, and the FDA says that the safety limits for cell phones remains acceptable for protecting the public health, according to the FDA. So the one thing I want you to be aware of to make a difference is that when you're using the cell phones, please don't talk with the cell phone next to your ear, because that's going to be where the issue is more critical, okay? Because when you have that up into your ear, that's where the radiation goes directly in, especially even in the Bluetooth they're talking about, because every time you see that little blue light blink, it's a burst of the microwave radiation looking for the cell towers. So my suggestion is please use the speaker phone. When you use the phone, put it in front of your face and talk with the speaker phone, or you can get a headphone where you talk into the speakers that way, and basically don't put them close to you. Also, ladies, please don't put the cell phones directly into your bra. A lot of women will put the cell phones into their bra and carrying them around like that, but again, you're getting these pulsed radiations close to your heart and to your breasts. So please be careful of that. And guys, don't put the phones in your front pocket next to your testicles. That's another issue that you have to be careful of. So just be careful. Take the necessary steps. Now, there is a new condition that they're talking about. It's like an electronic hypersensitivity. And especially with the new 5Gs, that are coming out. That's getting to be higher and higher frequency radiation. So some people have noticed that they're more and more sensitive. They don't sleep as well. They're a little bit more nervous or even have a little bit more depression. So please take advantage. That's where you take your vitamin supplements and herbal supplements and essential oils. And this is what will help you so that you can bypass a lot of these issues. So please take advantage of being healthy, of the information you get here. Optimize your fluid intake. Drink a lot of good, healthy water. And nowadays you can buy alkaline water from almost any supermarket. Also engage in good habits of hand washing. And maybe getting an essential oil, any good essential oil like lavender or melaleuca. You put three or four drops in the palms of your hand and then rub your hands together. Put a drop between your thumb and first finger, rub them together, and put it underneath your nose and on top of your lip. And so that when you inhale, you'll be inhaling the vapors from the essential oils. And again, whenever you shake hands, just be careful. And again, if you have the essential oils, and you put that on about every 4 hours, and that will give you protection. Also, if you're using the telephone or money or credit cards, there's a lot of bacteria that can build up on that. I know at our store, as an example, we have... what is it? On Guard spray, Adon, right there, and
On Guard. Yeah.
And so when people are handling money, we say, "Here, let's let us spray your hands afterwards."
Yeah. We make our own little mix there.
And then Sandy was telling me, she was saying when other people see that, they go, "Oh, well, I want some. Yeah. Spray my hands." So everybody's always asking for that. The other thing you guys can, you know, everybody can do is please. Eat a nutrient-dense diet by adequate exercise and adequate sleep, and supplement your diet with vitamin C and vitamin D. And no question about it that that's going to make a big difference. And I have an article right here that talks about vitamin D is better than the flu shot for respiratory infections.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And we are back. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Colloidal silver is a great natural antibiotic. Of course, turmeric is one of the strongest immune builders. Cinnamon helps to regulate sugar metabolism, and the higher the insulin and sugar, the more your immune system is affected. Apple cider vinegar is really great to give you all the probiotics and the prebiotics, the food that the probiotics eat.
Hi, Dr. Ben Joseph. It's Mark.
Hey, Mark. Good morning, and nice to talk to you. Thank you for joining us.
I wanted to bring up this vegan thing because I'm taking... accounting in college.
Uh-huh.
And my the best teacher that I know in there, who she's a, you know, what do you call those guys? You go in there for like tutoring.
Oh yeah.
She's a tutor, and she's a vegan. She's a vegan, and she is like, wow, so smart on the brain. You know what I mean?
Oh
and,
yeah.
I'm trying to consider it, and in the Bible, remember Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They were vegans too.
Oh yes, and they had back then. They used they ate barley and dates and figs and pomegranates. And when you look at those foods today, there's so much research to show that dates and figs are very healthy. Dates have anti-cancer. Pomegranates, one of the strongest immune building fruits, And barley, they think now, is even a cure for diabetes. So back then, you know, it was, I remember there was one story where I think it was Daniel or the soldiers where they were eating their food and it was going to compare them to the Egyptian soldiers and which ones would be healthier. And I don't remember the story. I used to know all those, but I don't remember that. If the Bible people out there might remember that story. But no question about it. Now, veganism is a little bit more difficult because that's where you have absolutely no animal products, no cheeses, no yogurts, no eggs, or even no honey. And that's because, you know, and veganism is more a new invention, because back then it was still more vegetarianism, not as much veganism. So sometimes there's confusion when people use that, because a vegan is pure, nothing by animal. And so, again, sometimes...
So are bees animals?
Honey, and so a vegan, they don't want to bother any animal. You know, I guess, you know, it's called an animal. I mean, certainly it's a you know, bees are flying, and bugs and bees are insects, part of different phyla, but they're still animals. I guess we'd still call them an animal. But again, they don't like the idea of stealing the honey from the bees. But propolis is an example, and royal jelly and bee pollen are some of the healthiest foods that you can eat. Even raw honey, very, very healthy, and especially desert honey. They've actually found that the honey produced in the desert has anti-cancer qualities to them. So, and again, a lot of vegans don't even use honey, so... that becomes a little more difficult. So I'm glad you had a good... Go ahead.
One more thing I wanted to run by you is that, you know, in the vaccines they put the mercury, they could substitute silver.
They could substitute all kinds of things or leave that out. But the intent is that they want to cause an antibody reaction. And so they put these toxins in there to actually stimulate the body to have a neurological response of some kind. And again, depending upon the sensitivity of the individual is how bad that neurological response becomes, because there's so much research about negative responses from vaccines. And again, it depends upon the vaccines. When we were kids, as an example, there were only so many vaccines that you had, but I think there was maybe 10, 12 at the time. Now there's 65 different vaccines that kids are getting up until the time they're 12, 13 years old. And you get people, they're being injected with 4, 5, 6 of the vaccines at one time, and there's not been one study ever that talks about the interaction between multiple injections of different vaccines. There's not one study, no scientist can quote any study that's been out there where they've done that. So again, depending upon the person is what how healthy. I guess if someone is eating Big Macs and following a junk food diet and having Trix and a glass of milk for breakfast or donuts for breakfast, I would say to those individuals and those families, get your vaccines, because your lifestyle is such that you're not promoting a healthy lifestyle. And but for those of you that are taking your supplements, especially vitamin D, then and you keep your vitamin D levels up, that's going to really give you protection. So, Mark, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Well, you take care. Happy New Year and Happy Hanukkah and all of that.
Oh, thank you so much. Okie doke. Thanks, Mark. Great comments. We have some of the best listening audiences and best questions and comments out there, and there's no question about it. So here was a article that talks about using vitamin D, and in the study, They pooled data from 25. They did what was called meta-analysis, and they looked at 25 studies that included more than 10,000 people over 10 years, and they found that the people that had the highest vitamin D supplementation or had the highest amount of vitamin D in their blood had the fewer incidents of contracting the flu. And the new research shows that vitamin D helps prevent the infection. And the only thing is what is the medical establishment? Will they promote that? Now, when you read the study, they were talking about that the medical establishment says that if you can get your blood up to, say, 30 nanograms per milliliter, that that's enough. And the Vitamin D Council, as an example, recommends that you get well above between at least 40 to 60. And the newest research shows that if you can get your vitamin D up to 70 nanograms per milliliter, that you're really going to do a lot of prevention. And there was a study done in 2010 from the Japanese study that found that vitamin D supplementation was just as effective as vaccines. Now, if the first symptom of a flu or a cold, my suggestion would be to take about 50,000 units of vitamin D3. And then you can also take about 3 to 6 grams divided doses. I use a vitamin C, Nature's Sunshine vitamin C, and I use that in the time release because it's the only one where you get vitamin C over a long period of time, over 24 hours. So at the first symptom, or if you're around a lot of people, take 50,000 units of vitamin D3, take the vitamin C, 1,000 milligram time release, 1-3 times a day.
Welcome to Natural Solutions Radio featuring Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph with over 38 years of practical alternative health experience in traditional naturopathy. Call in with your questions to better your health for a happier life. And now we present to you live on the web, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
Thank you for all of you coming by Health Naturally, the brick and mortar store, and shopping there. It's always nice to give the gift of health. People don't need another tie, another sweater, you know. Give the gift of health. And by the way, Prime Longevity, primelongevity.com. And again, you can order direct now online. Take advantage of that. And it is truly give the gift of health. There's no question about it.
What can I do to help my heart get stronger? I have CHF 2025 injections fraction.
So CHF chronic is congestive heart failure, and there's a couple things that can really help to rebuild the heart. Linus Pauling, who is one of the top chemists and won the Nobel Prize, and he was the vitamin C doctor, he would talk about taking vitamin C and L-lysine, the amino acid L-lysine, in a 2-to-1 ratio. Two vitamin C to one L-lysine. So I would take, as an example, the vitamin C time release by Nature's Sunshine, and that would be at least the 1 gram or the 1,000 milligram, and I would take maybe 1-3 times a day, and the L-lysine, I would probably take 1-3 times a day. That's 500 milligrams. That helps to restore the tensile strength of the arteries. And then the other couple things that I would do is I would add vitamin E with selenium. That helps to strengthen the heart and allow the red blood cells to uptake more oxygen. Then hawthorn berries is a specific herb tonic to the heart that you can take. And ginkgo hawthorn or Nature's Sunshine makes a combination called HS2, which is a heart stimulant number 2, and very, very good combination. And hawthorn berry, ginkgo biloba, they are very good. But hawthorn is a tonic to the heart. Then one of the most important herbs that you can take for the heart is cayenne pepper. And as an example, cayenne pepper will stop a heart attack within 30 seconds. If you ever think you're having a heart attack, take a half a teaspoon to a teaspoon of hot cayenne pepper, the powder. Put it in a glass of water, stir it up, and just drink it down. And that will really make a difference as far as stopping a heart attack. Also, beets, as an example, eating beets, very, very good for the heart and uptakes more oxygen. Athletes are now eating beets, and no question about it. As an example, I have a... an article that has beetroot as a natural cure for cancer. It's one of the top three foods that help to stop cancer. This was from the Department of Internal Disease in Hungary. They did studies. A lot of these studies on beets go all the way back to the 1950s, and they were doing studies on beets with lung tumors and other forms of cancer and for people that couldn't gain weight. And they took beet and beet juice, and they would give the beet root, and they said that that actually has the best form of chemotherapy, and it exhibited astounding cases of remission. So not only can it help the heart, but it can help with cancer. And you've heard me talk about beets before, and they're saying it has, of course, potassium and phosphorus and calcium and sulfur and magnesium, but it be used as a natural cure for cancer. It really has the ability for the blood to uptake more oxygen, and so that's probably one of the things that it does the most. And again, these studies were done, and the easiest way to consume that is either beet juice, you know, a couple of ounces. Don't take more than 2 or 3 ounces at a time, and I would mix it with other kinds of juice, maybe carrot juice, celery juice, cucumber, maybe apple and blueberries. And it'll taste better, but a lot of beet juice at one time can cause the liver to detox very quickly. And sometimes you'll feel that. It almost makes your liver squeeze. But you can get a couple of ounces of beet juice per day, build up slowly, and then you can drink a little more on that. That's going to make a difference. And then the other two things that are specific for congestive heart failure would be vitamin D and vitamin K2. So you would want to take about, minimum of 5,000 units a day of vitamin D, but for congestive heart failure, I would probably have 10,000 units a day of vitamin D3, and I would have that with a vitamin K2, and at least 500 micrograms, even 1,000 micrograms, 1 milligram, per 5,000 units of vitamin D. So if you take one pill of vitamin D3 per day, I would add one vitamin K2. That will actually clear a lot of the calcium and the plaque out of the arteries and out of the valve of the heart and lower the calcium score on that. And both of them together will improve the ejection fraction. And because that 20 to 25%, that's pretty low. We'd like to see that ejection fraction go up much higher. So if you add the hawthorn berries, you add the cayenne pepper, and one of the easy ways, you can put a quarter teaspoon in a glass of water with maybe a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, and you have that with your meals. And then, again, or you learn to just take cayenne pepper a quarter teaspoon three times a day, even up to a half a teaspoon three times a day, and that will really make a difference. And if you do that and take the vitamin E, take the CQ10, with the essential fatty acids like fish oil to help lower the triglycerides and lower the amount of inflammation. Fish oil will do that. And you'll really notice that you can repair your heart. You need at least 200 micrograms of selenium. So I would add something like Prime Longevity because it's going to give you the CQ10, give you the selenium. It's going to have the pomegranate extract, the turmeric extract, the resveratrol, a lipoic acid. It's going to have another 2,000 units of vitamin D. So it's really going to give you a lot of nutrients for congestive heart failure. And if you do that and then get your heart checked again in about a month, then I would come back on the show and tell us how your heart's doing. And I would be willing to bet that the doctor's going to say your heart is much better and the ejection fraction has improved. Often there's a condition called cardiomyopathy that goes along with congestive heart failure. And when you take the vitamin E, the CQ10, the triglyceride lowering from fish oil, the vitamin D, vitamin K, you can really increase the ejection fraction and shrink the heart. Cardiomyopathy is when the heart swells up, and you can actually shrink that back down. And so we've reversed that quite a bit. So I think you could do that. Follow my instructions on that, and you'll notice that your heart improves dramatically. And I see there was another question on our Facebook page about using silver on a regular basis. You certainly can. Depending upon the colloidal silver, you have to look at the size of the colloidal silver and that there needs to be no other compounds, no other minerals with that. So it's done in distilled water. It's not done in tap water or any other kinds of proteins that have been added to the silver, because then you get different silver compounds, and those can become large molecular sizes, and you get a condition called ageria, where you start to turn a little gray. There was actually on YouTube, what was it, the blue man or the gray man?
Oh, and blue boy.
Yeah, the blue old guy, and his he was making his own colloidal silver with tap water, and you would never use tap water. And he was drinking, 16 ounces, 32 ounces, even a half a gallon sometimes a day. And so over a period of time, he turned gray, and it was really outrageous. So, but you can take a teaspoon, even up to a tablespoon. We use silver micronutrient because it's a very small particle size, and it also is a spherical shape and all the correct electrical charge. And so we use very special. We look at the products that we bring into our store, and done. But you could get Bob Beck's formula or Bob Beck electrification of the blood, and that machine will also it's called the silver pulser, and you can get and make colloidal silver. I would use distilled water for that, and if you heat the distilled water, it will make a smaller size particle size on the colloidal silver. So all of these things, colloidal silver is a great antibiotic. And I'm seeing, what do we have, only about a minute left on this first hour, 20 seconds. So we're going to go ahead. And again, for those of you with that heart condition, make sure you're getting the beet juice or eating beets and asparagus and sauerkraut and apple cider vinegar. And those are going to really make the difference in your health. Those are some of the highest grade foods you can eat.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And we are back. Thank you for joining me. Go to primelongevity.com and check that out because that's the best anti-aging supplement on the market today. And you can go to direct to www.primelongevity.com. Oh, let's go ahead and take the caller. We have a caller online.
Good morning, Dr. Ben Joseph.
Good morning.
I have an article I want you to know about. It's in the latest of Life Extension magazine. Well, this article, the title is Curcumin Starves Cancer Cells to Death.
Oh, yes, curcumin, which is the curcumin is the main compound in the spice turmeric. And that's the Indian spice that gives us the flavor of curry. And it's that yellow spice. It's also called poor man's saffron, because saffron is a very expensive spice, and it gives that kind of red color. But curry gives you that yellow color, much less expensive, actually very inexpensive. And yes, and the curcumin is the compound that's now being extracted from the turmeric and being put into pills, tablets, and capsules, and highly concentrated. Some companies more than other companies are concentrating it down. But all the research is showing that turmeric, and especially the compound curcumin, is one of the strongest anti-cancer compounds. So no question about it.
Yes. There is fascinating. It says these newly discovered energy-disrupting properties of curcumin further support the preventive potential of this botanical compound. They also say a new study shows that curcumin sharply restricts cancer cells' ability to extract energy from glucose in the blood.
Oh, yes. It changes blood glucose chemistry, lowers the amount of glucose in the blood. And we know because Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize back in 1931, and he proved that cancer cells use glucose, they ferment glucose to get their energy. So whenever you can disrupt the glucose metabolism of cancer cells, they are going to starve and die. And so that's what they're finding. There's a lot of compounds that do that. Curcumin is one, and I did talk just a little bit earlier about, as an example, beetroot, asparagus is another one, the fermented foods like sauerkraut, those are other foods, and they're all, and cinnamon, especially true cinnamon, that's one of the ones that they're now studying more and more, because it also disrupts the sugar metabolism of cancer cells. So great study. That's good. I'm glad you get that magazine. I like that. I get it also, and see it every month it comes out. Great magazine. Well, they always have good studies. Well, thank you, Sylvia. Appreciate it. So again, there's another one of our longtime listeners and callers. So if you ever find an article that you want to mention that's a good article that you think about health and it's in a reputable magazine, we really pride ourselves here at the show of getting you the latest studies that come out, that you just won't get these studies anywhere else. So it's a podcast that I love doing. And again, when we had a number of weeks ago, we did with George Orville, Chemical Warfare on America. And that's a very good resource. We have that book at Health Naturally. So if you want to do if you're doing any kind of studies on the chemicals that are in the food supply, in the water supply, in the vaccines, and GMO or anything, this is a great book that gives all kinds of research and pulls up all those studies in one book for you, so that you would have a very good resource. So take advantage of it. We don't do a lot of book interviews.
We do have one more question from Facebook here.
Okay, go ahead.
A question is, I have a friend suffering with one of his hands starting to shake. Any suggestions to restore health?
Yeah, that could be what's called either essential tremors or it could be a part of a type of Parkinson's, or even a type of MS. You know, they have to get studies done on that. But one of the things that they would add is fish oil, but a high amount, probably double or triple the dose, that can make a difference. And also coconut oil. And I'm talking about, anywhere from 4 to 6 tablespoons per day. We've known that that has done wonders for helping to reverse Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and neurological disorders. There's also a technique called EWOT, that's exercise with oxygen therapy. And what you can do is you get where you put on a mask with a large hose, and it's connected to a very large bag of a special material that is full of pure oxygen, or about 96% oxygen. And you would exercise aerobically for about 15 minutes while you're breathing pure oxygen. And we're not talking about a small amount of oxygen from a cannula and an oxygen concentrator. We're talking about pure oxygen every breath, about anywhere from 3 to 5 liters of pure oxygen with every breath that you breathe. Just depends how much you breathe. And the average person breathes about 3 to 5 breaths or 3 to 5 liters of air per breath, and they might breathe anywhere from 20 to 50 times per minute. So let's say you're doing 30 or 40 breaths per minute when you exercise, and you're doing, 4 liters of air, you could be doing between 120 and 160 liters of oxygen per minute while you're exercising. And so that's a very high amount, and we've seen that reverse neurological conditions. We've seen it reverse Alzheimer's and dementia and Parkinson's and MS, and we've even seen some of ALS symptoms reversed, because oftentimes just taking the nutrients is not enough. Taking the high amounts of the fish oil, that and the coconut oil, which is a medium-chain triglyceride, so that is important to take, and those are in high, high doses. Great question. And then that other one with the silver, yes, you can take vitamin D3 and the vitamin K. I would take that, daily. And again, I mentioned 5,000 minimum, maybe 10,000. And if you're taking Prime Longevity with that, then you might only need one of those a day. That would give you 7,000 units a day. And you would take one vitamin K2 of about 500 micrograms, and that's going to give you plenty, all that you'll need. So it's going to help keep you more cancer-free, help you to avoid cancer, help you to avoid getting sick with the colds and flu. Anyway, I want to go back. There was a study on expectant mothers, pregnant women, and there was a landmark study that describes the link between the pesticide levels in the blood of expectant mothers and autism or neurological risks in the children, their fetuses. So, it was printed in the Journal of the American Journal of Psychiatry, and they have proved yet they have more clues, and they provided more clues as to why autism rates in children continue to skyrocket throughout the Western world. And this was a groundbreaking new study recently published in the American Journal of Psychiatry that found that pesticide exposure, specifically in pregnant women, is directly correlated to increased autism risk in children, pointing to industrial agriculture as the major causes of brain damage in exposed children. The team of researchers, these were from Columbia University School of Public Health in New York City, and they joined researchers from the University of Turku, and the National Institutes of Health, also from the country of Finland. And they wanted to take a closer look at whether or not pesticides and herbicides and fungicides played a role in causing autism. And it said, using data collected from the Finnish prenatal study, the investigators analyzed serum blood samples for more than 750 children with autism. And they looked specifically for these pesticides. And they looked for chemical byproducts of these pesticides, even pesticides like DDT. And they were looking in these serum samples, and they compared what they found to serum samples from matched control children without autism. And what they discovered is that a child's risk of developing autism is roughly a third or 33% higher when their mothers have elevated levels of these chemical byproducts in their blood, and that risk jumps to about 50% when they're detected in the top 75 percentile. So when they found these chemical byproducts that were in the top 75 percentile, the risk was double for autism. So they're suggesting that there is a corollary relationship between increased pesticide exposure and increased risk of neurological problems in the fetuses and in the just born. So these are groundbreaking findings, and they noted in their paper that it provides the first biomarker-based evidence that maternal exposure to insecticides is associated with autism among their offspring. So, again, think of it. Everything that we've been eating now in the last 50 years, especially in the last 25 years, have been very high in pesticides and insecticides and herbicides and fungicides. And these pesticides, herbicides, these are all passed down from mother to child through the umbilical cord. And they get into a mother's blood through her food supply, and they do go through the umbilical cord. And that child or that fetus is exposed to very high exposures. And they are insisting that these findings are correlative to how much is in the blood of the mother, that how much passes through the umbilical cord to the fetus, and how much then they're able to measure in the children that are born. There was a study by the Environmental Working Group where they tested hundreds and hundreds of cord blood, and they found that the average child, even up to 5 years old, and the average infant had over 230 different chemicals in the umbilical cord blood as it was tested. So you can't have all of these chemicals that are neurological chemicals and neurotoxins without having some of the side effects. And you can't really listen to the government where they're going to tell you that all of these are fine and that not to worry about the pesticides. Again, they are finding that these pesticides do cause what's called neuroinflammation. And it's commonly seen in any child with autism or a neurodegenerative condition. They're seeing inflammation in the neurons in the brain, and they're able to measure that. So this was a study that was done in Medical News Today. Again, I pull these studies that are from reputable journals. So again, a landmark study. I had mentioned before about barley, and barley is one of those grains, and this one is talking about barley is being studied as a potential cure for diabetes. You know, and it's estimated that over 592 million people worldwide have diabetes. And this is a major concern. And they're always looking for more potential treatments for the condition. Well, one of the plants that has shown anti-diabetic potential is the grain barley. And the finding was published in the Journal of Ayurvedic and Holistic Medicine and was based on the in vitro observations of barley's ability to reduce blood sugar levels. And diabetes is a metabolic disorder characterized by elevated blood sugar. And it is caused either by insufficient insulin production or a reduced sensitivity to the insulin. And although it isn't accordingly, it is not curable. We in the holistic community kind of disagree with that. We think type 2 diabetes is curable, and that there are treatments such as the different what's called hypoglycemic substances. And those are substances that manage the relative blood sugar levels. Well, one of these is that they're finding there's a substance called alpha amylase, and by inhibiting the activity of alpha amylase and alpha glucosidase, which are enzymes that release glucose from dietary carbohydrates, such as different starches. And if you can actually inhibit that activity, you can reduce the effects of sugar metabolism, or you can help reverse diabetes. Well, many of these plants that are being studied as natural diabetic treatments due to their hypoglycemic activity. Well, barley is a cereal grain that is widely consumed worldwide because of its high nutritional content and its many health benefits, which potentially include anti-diabetic activity. Well, in the study, they milled the barley and they evaluated its ability to inhibit this alpha amylase and alpha glucosidase activities. And they found that it could indeed inhibit over 50% of the enzyme activity. And in addition to this, the researchers determined that whether churning would have an effect on the enzyme inhibition using the following steps. They either going to grind it up or not grind it up. And so they found, the results found that barley, whether it was ground or not ground, effectively inhibits the alpha amylase and the alpha glucosidase. And so they observed that it's a starch that actually can help reverse the symptoms of too high glucose. So they found that there was all kinds of benefits from barley. Aside from its anti-diabetic potential, eating barley is also associated with other benefits. They found that barley can actually help to regulate blood pressure. And barley contains high levels of potassium, which is an important as to lower sodium. It opposes sodium, and it helps to maintain good blood pressure. It also strengthens bones. It has the ability to remineralize the bones with calcium and magnesium and silica and zinc. And it also has manganese and iron and zinc, all that can help with bone metabolism. They're finding that it has a potential for preventing cancer. Natural minerals found in barley, selenium is a mineral that we know helps the body control cancer-causing agents, and barley is high in selenium. It also reduces tumor growth while reducing inflammation and stimulating killer T-cell production. the next thing it does is it reduces inflammation. So aside from preventing cancer, the minerals in barley, including the selenium, also reduce inflammation. Also, the B vitamin choline found in barley also reduces inflammation and improves the absorption of minerals and vitamins. They found that barley also can aid in digestion because it's rich in fiber, and it can prevent constipation and promote healthy digestion. And the last thing they found is that it can improve brain function. So eating barley, it has high choline, which has been linked to anti-inflammatory effects in the brain. And choline and acetylcholine is a neurotransmitter that improves signal transmission through the nerves in the brain. So here's barley. It would be something to include in your diet instead of most people eating rice all the time. Barley would be that thing that I would add. So that would be something. Barley is one of those things that it's a great grain. It was eaten back in the Romans and the Egyptians. They ate barley, and their Roman soldiers ate a lot of barley. So, again, it's a very tasty grain. So you can get that in any supermarket. Next article that I want to cover is a comprehensive scientific study that concludes that the beneficial effects of nutritional supplementation, and it can even when you stop the supplements, the beneficial effects can persist for more than a decade, even after you stop taking them. So we all believe in the holistic community that supplements are really quite beneficial, where a lot in the pharmaceutical industry or the medical condition, they're going to tell you that you can just eat a proper diet and a balanced diet and you don't need any supplementation, where it's almost impossible to get a balanced diet. Nowadays, the government is telling you you need between 9 and 11 servings of fruits and vegetables per day. And nobody's eating 9 to 11 servings of fruit. And that needs to really be organic. And so it's almost impossible to get a balanced diet in just eating foods like that. And the other thing they're going to tell you is that you're just going to have expensive urine. Well, I want personally expensive urine. That means I'm peeing out any excess that I don't need. If I have inexpensive urine, that means I'm deficient in something, and I don't want to be deficient. So all things considered, traditional medical communities think that the vitamin industry is a scam, and yet at the same time, you look at pharmaceutical companies making more and more vitamins. You see more and more advertisements for garbage vitamins, synthetic vitamins like One A Day and Centrum, more and more on TV. And they'll claim all kinds of benefits from those vitamins, and they're synthetic. But a natural company, oh, let them make claims, and the government comes down on them with a heavy hand. So, again, we think that taking vitamins is really quite good. Well, anyway, there was a peer-reviewed, randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled study, and it was published in the highly respected journal PLOS-1. And the study found that not only did the health of a group of seniors given selenium and coenzyme Q10 and general vitamin supplements for 4 years, that their overall health improved, their heart improved, but astonishingly, they continued to exhibit a 40% lower risk of cardiovascular mortality than the placebo group, even 12 years later after they had stopped the study in the vitamin group. So I've talked about taking, that's why I put Prime Longevity together, because Prime Longevity has the CQ10, 120 milligrams of CQ10. Price out what it costs to take 120 milligrams per day of CQ10. Price out what it costs to take lipoic acid at 120 milligrams per day. Or price out what it costs to take resveratrol at 120 milligrams per day. Or pomegranate extract with very high in ellagic acid. Or cinnamon extract, or pomegranate extract, or turmeric extract, or curcumin, calcium fructoborate, all of these things, L-carnitine and acetyl L-carnitine. The L-carnitine is the amino acid that we know that helps to regulate the rhythm of the heart and the function of the heart. And the acetyl L-carnitine, that, because it's the acetyl group, changes the molecular structure so they can go through the blood-brain barrier right into the brain and actually help reverse depression. So I have both forms of choline, L-choline and acetyl-L-choline Prime Longevity. So I have all of these. That's why if you look at primelongevity.com and you look at the ingredient list, you'll want to check that out. There's a video on there that's only about a minute or 2 minutes long, and then the ingredient list is on there. Plus, there's an article that says the 8 causes of disease. If you just scroll through that, or you can read it, and then there's the ingredient list, and I'm quite proud of that. And I put the entire ingredient list, not just proprietary blend, because the price is so undercut that there's no other company that would make it and sell it for that price. I did a lot of research, so it is truly the best health insurance you can buy, because all of these reports that I talk about, whether it's a report on CQ10 or choline or selenium or any of these nutrients, I have those nutrients in Prime Longevity. So this study was done, and it was done on senior citizens, and the study found that the supplements reduced the rate of cardiovascular mortality in the study participants, and it also raised the amount of selenium in the blood and the amount of CQ10 in the blood. Even 10 years after the study, this team found that those seniors still were exhibiting over 40% less likely to have a cardiovascular event. And so that is really something quite amazing. And again, if you take Prime Longevity, you're going to be able to not have to buy 5 or 6 other bottles of supplement. The only other things that I would always recommend is a vitamin D3 and a vitamin K2. Always add those to whatever else you're taking.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Health Naturally, 7040 North Mesa. Take advantage of it. Prime Longevity is probably the best gift of health that you can give, and take advantage of it. So, I had a comment when I was talking about barley and how great barley is. I agree, because someone was saying that to get in your barley, Calvin, I agree, just drink a glass of beer. Okay, everybody knows, you know, what is it? It's got your grains, it's got herbs in it, and it's got, can't go wrong with hops, you know, that's a nice herb, and your barley grain, it's fermented, so, hey, how can you go wrong? One of our ways to get our barley in is drink beer.
You also have a question here.
Okay.
It says, help, I sat through re-roofing at my office building only to find out after 4 days that asbestos was shaken loose.
Oh.
And I sat through it in my small office. Is there anything I can do to help me hopefully not get sick in the future?
Yes, take silica. What you're going to do is take bamboo silica. Silica will help to break down the silicosis from the asbestos. So you're going to take organic silica, which will displace the inorganic silica. And we've used that in people with mesothelioma in their lungs, which is a silicosis from the asbestos, and help reverse that. So we have that. We're one of the only ones that have anything like that. You can get that. You can either call our phone number there, again, on my homepage of Natural Solutions Radio. The phone number is 915-833-0222, and we mail all over. And then the other nutrients you can take that to keep the lungs oxygenated, that I talked about vitamin E, I talked about selenium, I talked about CQ10, resveratrol. These are other compounds that help oxygenate and help reduce inflammation. So that's what the asbestos is going to do. It's going to lower the amount of oxygenation that your lungs can pick up and put into the red blood cells. So you want to take those nutrients. CQ10 has them. The only thing I would add, again, is vitamin D, vitamin K2, and then I would take an extra vitamin E, a mixed vitamin E. That's the mixed tocotrienols and tocopherols. And the reason I don't put that in prime is that it takes a huge amount. I don't put the macro things in there because they take up an entire pill. So you can get vitamin E fairly inexpensively. Again, we have it at Health Naturally. We have it in the mixed form, which is the alpha, beta, gamma, delta. And it's both the tocotrienols and the tocopherols. And you want to take it that way. And that's going to help oxygenate your blood and help your heart. So when you take all those nutrients, and again, I found another study here, that this one was printed in the International Journal of Cardiology. And again, it was quoting from that same study that was presented in the Journal of PLOS. And they were talking about using coenzyme Q10, using selenium, and using a multivitamin supplementation. And they were, again, quoting from that. And the study was involved with almost 500 healthy elderly, where their average age was 78 years old. And they followed them. They took the supplement for 4 years, and then after, they followed them another 12 years. And even after 8 and 9 years, they found that the groups were still doing healthy, and that the controlled group died at a much higher disease rate with their heart compared to those almost 15% higher death rates in the placebo groups than in the those taking the supplement. So think of that. Don't just take it for a little bit. Take those. It's a health insurance. Prime Longevity is going to be one of the best health insurance that you can do. And there's no question about it that is true health insurance. And good morning to you. You are on.
Hi, Dr. Ben Joseph. It's Mark again.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to say thank you so much. I had to get these questions out to you, but I wanted to say how thankful I am for you and your family, your crew. You guys are so loving and caring, and what a great example, I think, to everybody, you know, our community, just people in general. You guys are awesome. I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate that, Mark. We really do. And it gives you a warmth to be of service, to do things that, you know, to help make you feel good. You know, I have a lot of gratitude that I'm able to have the knowledge that I can help so many people. It just gives you a lot of feel appreciation and gratitude. And so thank you so much, Mark. I really think that's really nice for you to say that to us.
Well, I wanted to say it on the air because everybody should be thankful for you because, it's so rare and it shouldn't be. But, you know, you guys keep sticking with it. You're you know, thick-skinned and you're determined to take care of people no matter what. And you guys are great examples. I just want to say thank you so much. You guys have helped me and my family a lot through your advice and the radio show. So God bless you, and I'll see you later.
Likewise,
and
thank
likewise,
you.
Likewise, thank you
likewise,
so much.
Likewise, thank you.
That is really nice.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I really appreciate
really cool.
that.
That was really cool.
Yes, that was very nice of you to state that. So that is really nice. And it is really important to, when we talk about so much of the physical body here with taking the right herbs and vitamins, and that's what helps get your mind in a good state. Because when you physically feel better, you're going to mentally feel better. And then when you do some service, you're going to really feel mentally better. So, again, keeping your body, mind, spirit all in balance, there's no question about it. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio
90 seconds
or any other social media outlets. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning, Natural Solutions Radio, with me, Eliezer Ben-Joseph. I'm a traditional naturopath. I'm also a full professor in Medicina Alternativa. Did my work in Sri Lanka at the largest hospital in the world. It's Alternative Health, 2,300-bed teaching hospital. And so thank you all for joining us. And today's show was brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally. Please take advantage of Prime Longevity. I developed that. Again, I want to say thank you all. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And please, when you're out there, drive safely and watch what you're doing. And please stay safe.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.